debate. The Gemara does not use that term here, and we'll see if it's necessarily so obvious that the terms are identical. But the Gemara, we had a chance to see, the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, right immediately following the sugya of Mahadran. So the Gemara starts off talking about a sugya that we'll get to afterwards, but it's probably, or very possibly, relevant to the sugya as well. So first the Gemara says, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beiso, mibachutz, that the ideal mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to place it outside your house, by the door. And if you live in an upper floor, then you put it by the window that opposes Rosh Hashanah. And that in the time of the danger, when it was not so easy for Jews to do mitzvos in public in such a way, so then you could light inside in your table, and that's enough. Now again, that's a different sugya than what we want to start with today, but we might find that it's very relevant, so I'm starting from there for a reason. But then the Gemara continues and says, you need an extra candle in order to be able to use the light. And if you happen to have a torch of some kind in your house, then it's not necessary. But if you're an Adam Chashuv, which as Rashi explains, you're not the kind of person who's likely to use this Madura for your purposes, so then you still need another candle. So essentially, this seems to be what we are familiar with in modern usage as the Shamish, that we know that however many candles, we just came off the sugi of Mahadran, so let's say it's the seventh night of Hanukkah, you're lighting seven candles, however many candles it is per night, so our practice is to always have one additional candle, which we call the Shamish. So it sounds like that's what the Gemara is talking about here. But we'll see, there's a little bit to figure out if that's exactly the case, but this is as close as it's going to get. This seems to be addressing our phenomenon of having that extra candle. So let me ask you one general question, which I think may end up affecting a lot of the other questions, or emerge from a lot of the other questions. Is the lighting of the Shamish a part of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros? Or is it something else? Now, on some level, we see that it's mutually opposed, that there's a fundamental opposite here, that Hanukkah candles, we know, we paskin probably, usher l'hishtamish l'orah, and the purpose of the shamish is to be used. So in that sense, they're opposed to each other, but maybe, okay, you have two different functions. So you have a car, you have an engine that does one thing, and the steering wheel does something else, but they're all part of the car. So should we say that the Shamish is a part of this process of Hadlakas Neros? Or should we say that, no, this is a whole different din. We have our Hadlakas Neros with rules that apply to that. And Chazal also said, by the way, you should also have this extra candle, and that's got its own din. And what difference does it make, we'll come to, how it may affect some points the halacha. But it seems like there's one very fundamental question you have to ask before you can ask that question. What's a very fundamental question about this extra candle? Can you use it? So it seems like that certainly seems to be the... Although actually it's not so obvious. I shouldn't rush to judgment on that, but it seems to be that it's dedicated towards that purpose. Actually not so obvious you can use it. But one very basic question... Sorry? Where are you doing it? These are all actually, I guess I'm not giving too much guidance as to what the basic question is, because there are a lot of good basic questions. Which one is it is also a good question. These are all very good questions. But, yeah, bracha, these are all too many good questions. I'll give you a little bit of guidance that the question that you kind of have, if you're going to say that this is fundamental to Neros Chanukah, there's one question it would seem you have to answer affirmatively before making such a statement. That's the question. Sorry? No, but that's a good one also. What question am I looking for? What question would have to be answered positively in order to consider the Shamish a crucial part of the mitzvah? Do you need it? Right? Do you actually have to have a Shamish? So, reading this Gemara, what would you say? Does the Gemara tell us you're mechuyev to have an extra candle? So it's not so clear, right? And you might read it as not saying that. Now, the Gemara seems to link it to the Isser Hishtamshush La'ura. It's interesting, if you see the Balamor, which was on the Mar Makomas, the Balamor says very clearly, a unique opinion, that even those who maintain that it's mutter l'shdamish l'ora, and you may also recall the Balamor is really the one Rishon who actually says that explicitly, and it's at odds with our contemporary attitude, you know, the Ahneiros halalu elan rishos l'shdamish b'hem, but the Balamor took the position that that's not the conclusion of the Gemara, if you recall. But the Balamor says, even according to that opinion, you still need to have this extra candle. So that's one way of viewing it. But one could have read the Gemara as saying that it's only if you want to use the light. So you're not allowed to use the light. And if you want to use the light, then have an extra candle. So one could read the Gemara as saying that, right? What words in the Gemara kind of push you in that direction? L'shdamesh l'ora, right? It's kind of, you could read it to say, Amarava, tzarech nerach eres, l'shdamesh l'ora. That if you're interested in using the light, so then you're going to need an extra candle, which would perhaps imply that if you're not so interested in using the light, okay, then give it to hate, then just be careful and don't light an extra candle. But those two words may not be as relevant as you might think. For example, who asserts such? The Vilna Gaon. Right? If you had a chance to look at the Vilna Gaon, put on the Mar Makomos a little bit, sometimes hard to see what he's getting at. But the words L'shdamesh la'ora, so he writes Tuf Aleph Mem, which you may have a hard time deciphering, but it basically stands for Tevos Elu Nimchakim, or Mechukim, that these words should be erased. So in other words, the Vilna Gaon takes those words out, so what are you left with? Sarif Neracheres, you have to have an extra candle. So that may be at the heart of a question here. How do you read the Gemara? Is the Gemara putting this word L'shdamesh la'ora here in order to say that this is only a contingent obligation, only if you're interested in doing this is there a requirement of a shamish? Or is it saying, no, this is a din, across the board, you have to have this, regardless of whether you're interested in lighting, whether you're interested in using the light or not. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch say about this? It seems a little bit contradictory. Right, that the Shulchan Aruch talks about this extra candle in two places. It talks about in the beginning of Tafresh Ayin Gimel, which is where most of the discussion in terms of the commentaries about Shamish is found. And he talks about it also in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, where a lot of the other halachas we've mentioned so far are found. And there is a what seems to be a contradiction in his language. Right, what's the contradiction? That in one place he brings the language that we have here with Tzarech Nerach Eres, that you have to have one, that's how it sounds in Tafresh Ayin Aleph. And in Tafresh Ayin Gimel, he has the language of a Vinohagin, that a custom has developed to have this extra candle. So it seems to be a little bit of a discrepancy in terms of whether this is obligatory or not. Right, and this would, again, seem to be a pretty fundamental question, that if we're going to consider the possibility of the Shamish being an integral part of the Ner Chanukah, so then we have to first figure out, is it necessary or not? Hi.
Maybe we just misread, but is it not talking about an additional candle beyond the Shamish?
Oh, so that's also a Shaila, right? We practice, right, so there is such a possibility, right, because who seems to clearly say like that? The Rama, right, the Rama says that, but then says not to do that, right? The Rama mentions that possibility, and then says the practice is not, so that he does acknowledge those two candles, correct. But it's most explicitly in the Torah. The Torah quotes Ben Yechiel, where it seems like he's talking about two different candles. That's one of the things we have to clarify, that there is a shamish and an extra candle. It's slightly evocative. This is much more of a prominent discussion, but it's slightly evocative when it comes Pesach time. So there's a concept of a kos shel yo, and there's a concept of a kos chamishi. And we're not sure if they're the same thing or not. It comes up, there's a lot of discussion about that. So here as well, we know there's a concept of a shamish, and the concept of an extra candle, and it sounds like from some of the Makoros that they're not the same. And it sounds like there is a takana here to have an extra candle. If you talk about a shamish independent of this concept, so what does the word shamish mean in this case? If it doesn't mean the extra candle you put there for usage purposes. So what are the poskim talking about? The early poskim, when they refer to a shamash, they're referring to...
Gives
Hecker. Sorry?
Hecker.
Well, if they're not talking about an extra candle that this Gemara is talking about, that's something separate. There's extra candle, and then there's a shamash. So when they use the word shamash, they're talking about the candle that you light with. Right? Is that right? So that's where the Ramah is saying, so yeah, in our Medinos, we just leave the shamash, meaning don't have an extra candle, but the shamash that you had a candle for the purposes of lighting, that becomes the candle. So that's an issue we'll discuss in a second in terms of whether they're the same candles or they're different candles. The Aruch HaShulchan, if you had a chance to see the Aruch HaShulchan, Kedarka B'Kodesh has a very nice treatment of a lot of these issues. Aruch HaShulchan is a very valuable sefer in general. He just goes through all the shittos and rishonim, and he goes through all the earlier poskim, and then he tries to fill in whatever seems to be missing in terms of our current practice and how things develop the way they do, and he asks all the questions and he summarizes everything. So the Aruch HaShulchan discusses, why taka would you need both? Why would you need an extra candle and a shamash? Why is the Ramah's approach not the very straightforward approach? Just take the shamash and leave it there. And you see, there is a little bit of a tension that, and this is part of what we're going to try to figure out, is that the shamash is basically a ger v'toshuv, right? So that's last week's parsha, right? So I'll give you a little bit of a synergy that the shamash is both at once part of the Neiris Chanukah and separate from the Neiris Chanukah, and separate from any conceptual questions. It's just a geographical question, that to a certain extent we want it to be close to the Neiris Chanukah, and to a certain extent we want it to be distanced from the Neiris Chanukah. So we're dealing with a little bit of a clash here, and it's a little bit evocative, and we'll see here also, of the whole Mahadrin question. We want to add candles, we want to still have things clear and distinct, we want to mix candles in, we want to keep them apart. We have a little bit of a tension here between those two things. So the Aruch HaShulchan essentially asserts that we have our contemporary practice where we have the shamash together with the other candles, but it's set aside a little bit, it's a different level, or it's bigger, or it's a little bit to an extreme, somehow made to look different while still apart, that expresses our attempt to try to get all these different points together. And that theoretically, there could be a need for two different candles because we have a somewhat of a conflict of interest in terms of goals here. That maybe this Gemara is just saying, maybe this Gemara is just envisioning having any night of Hanukkah one more candle. Seventh night of Hanukkah have eight candles. Maybe it's always saying that you should have a presentation like any other candle, but one extra one so that one of them will be chol. Perhaps maybe that's all it means. So, but then you get into issues of how does that mess up the hecker? How does that perhaps create usage problems more than it solves them? So we have somewhat of a tension, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan suggests. We see reflected in those earlier sources that maybe the shamash and this extra candle have two different roles, and our contemporary practice is trying to harmonize that to a certain extent. But just to come back for a second, so is this candle obligatory? So it seems to be, you get a little bit of a conflicting impression in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Is it that this is something that you're mechuyev to do, the language here of tzarech, without necessarily lishdamish la'ora? Or is this something that's a minig that if you want to, good, if not? So how does that resolve itself? So the most common approach, which some may disagree with, the Ramah may disagree with this in the Tshuva, we'll talk about that a little bit more. Maybe I'll give out the Tshuva to look at tomorrow if you want to see it inside. So not everyone necessarily agrees with this, but it does kind of emerge from some of the views in Rishonim and some of the commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch, that it may depend on the circumstances. And that's why the whole context of the Gemara might be relevant. That it might be that really an extra candle is a minig. An extra candle is nice if you want to use the light or whatever it is. So theoretically, when there was the Ikar Takana of Neris Chanukah, when they were lighting a Chanukah menorah outside their houses, and it wasn't really a context in which they normally used lights. Right? We have lights outside. We have traffic lights outside. We have street lights outside. Apparently you want to have lights. But if you put a Chanukah menorah outside your house, in those days, so presumably 51 weeks a year you didn't have a candelabra outside your house. This was not something you normally needed, and 1 week a year you had it there. So it wasn't as much of an issue that you may come to use these lights. Apparently this is not a context in which you normally have lights that you're using. So if that's what's happening, if you're going to have the menorah outside, so then maybe, okay, if you should want to use light, then put an extra candle there. But if you don't want to, and you want to just have the menorah outside your house where you're not likely to use lights, maybe it's not necessary. But maybe the time when it's necessary is specifically in the context of this Gemara, and that's why maybe the whole context is relevant. But if we read all the parts together, so okay, ideally you're going to light outside or by the window. And b'shasa sakana, you'll put it on your table. Put it on your table, oh, then already now you need an extra candle. So there are Rishonim who got a chance to see, who definitely sound like they're reading it specifically within that context. That when you're lighting on your table, so then you're going to need as a chiyuv an extra candle. Right? So for example, the Ran, if you had a chance to see, the Ran sounds like he's saying that very much. That in that context, when the candle is on your table, where you're using lights all the time, so then for sure there's a chiyuv to have an extra candle. But if you're able to light outside, so then it's a minig. So then it's something that's a nice idea, but is not necessarily a requirement. So that's a common approach to the discrepancy within the Shulchan Aruch, and it doesn't necessarily, you don't have to necessarily come on to that whole question of the Gra's Girsa or not, because again, you can, the Gra could read this Gemara specifically in this context of B'shas HaSakana, but whatever, it doesn't have to necessarily be variant readings in this Gemara. It could be that you could read this Gemara as Sarach, as a Chiyuv, and still say, but it's only in the context of B'shas HaSakana that you light inside. If you light outside, so then okay, it's a minig. So if you look in the Meiri, I don't think I put the Meiri specifically on the Marmakomos, but the Meiri was quoted in the Bir Halacha, right? So you saw the, if you saw the Bir Halacha, you saw the Meiri, and the Magen Avraham was also quoted there. So they record that they had seen many great gedolim light Hanukkah candles outside, and not necessarily light extra candles under that. Expectation, again, that in that context maybe it's not necessary. But nowadays, the minhag clearly seems to be that wherever we light Hanukkah candles, whether or not it's a place where one is likely to use light or to otherwise get involved with such things, the minhag clearly is, and that's still consistent with the Shulchan Aruch's language in any event, that we have an extra candle now no matter what. So as a matter of practice, it seems to be nowadays accepted practice to always have an extra candle, but in terms of what the Gemara is telling us, in terms of what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, there may have been room to question whether or not it was always obligatory. Alex, you had a question about that?
I guess I would want to clarify, I'm not exactly sure, like when we talk about the Shamash like being an additional candle, like is this specifically for the function of like of lighting the other candles, or does it like we discussed in the Shulchan Aruch that its other purpose was to be there in case you accidentally come to use the Nechanika for some other reason?
Yes, that's an important question, so I'll just briefly address that question, but that'll basically set us up for the next phase of the discussion, which Gadwan will continue tomorrow. But basically the question, again, just to clarify, so the fact that there was a candle, you need something to light the other candles, and the Gemara says later on, it's got to be something mechubedik. It can't be that you just have some not so mechubedik way of lighting the candles. So it's going to be expected that you have something of some formality with which to light the candles. So that's going to be the shamish. So that apparently exists. You have a shamish to light the other candles. So now the question is: there's also a din that there should be a candle, and that's where the Ramah says just take the shamish and leave it there. And other sources may indicate it's a different candle other than the shamish. But separate from the lighting of the candles themselves, so there's still a fundamental question, this we'll have to start with tomorrow, but we'll just ask the basics now. So as you hopefully got a chance to see, there's a little bit of a debate here as to what is the purpose of this extra candle. What are the two possibilities, at least? Maybe there's more.
Yeah.
to actually make it, they're not using it.
Right, exactly. So that we'll have to discuss tomorrow, which Rishonim say what and why they may say one or the other. So we'll start with that point, that it sounds like from the Gemara, like the main purpose is Hishtamshus L'Ora, that either you must or you can have an extra candle so that there's the potential of usage or actual usage, all kinds of nuances and how you will see that. But other Rishonim, such as most explicitly who?
Rashi.
Rashi, right? Rashi in at least three separate comments here on the daf. Rashi keeps invoking this concept of Heker, that it's not even necessarily about usage, it's about being there to provide some type of indication that there's something unusual about these candles. So we'll start off tomorrow picking up at that point about what exactly the nature of that is. So just to quickly review, so we saw that there is a din of an extra candle. We posed the question of whether that extra candle is a part of the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah or not. And that seems to require us first to clarify, is this an obligatory candle or not? Is the Gemara saying you can do this if you want to use it or you must do this? We saw the Baal HaMor says, even according to the opinion that you're allowed to use the light of the candles, you still need an extra candle, so you shouldn't say it's prohibited. You shouldn't say that you did it for your own purposes. And we saw that the Gemara sounds like, Neshtamish L'Ora sounds like if you want to do it, you should light this candle, but the Gra erased the words, leaving us just with the words that you have to light an extra candle. It sounds like it's a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch. In one place it says Tzarech, in another place it says that it's a minig. And we mentioned the most common approach here is that it all depends on whether you're lighting outside or inside, which would then fit into the context of the Gemara. And we also discuss a little bit the question of, is this candle necessarily the shamish or not? It sounds like in the Torah that it's not. The Ramah then says our minig is just to leave the shamish there, which makes them both the same thing. And we discuss Aruch HaShulchan's approach, where he goes through it a couple of paragraphs, very worth reading, where he basically says that we're reconciling a couple of different goals here, where the shamish is both part of the presentation and for some purposes separate, so we try to accomplish a little bit of both by having things done the way that we do. And then we started raising the question of what is the purpose of this candle, obligatory or not, that it sounds like from the Gemara and some of the Rishonim that it's there to serve as a heter l'shtamish for that light. And on the other hand, some of the Rishonim, such as Rashi, multiple times on our daf, take the stance that it's there for heker, and we'll discuss what the implications of those two positions are, God willing, tomorrow. Okay, do we have someone to lead us a mincha? That would be okay, so...